This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're inside a week until the GOP convention in Cleveland, Ohio. The countdown is on for Donald Trump's VP announcement. Inside the next day or two for that, cable news is saying. The media and the delegates are gathering in Cleveland and businesses are gearing up. Thankfully, we know a guy who runs a business in Cleveland, Ohio. Steve Presser is the owner of Big Fun Toys. We talk to him every now and then. We figured today was really as good a time as any to do that. Steve, it's good to have you back.
Always good to talk to you, Kai.
First things first, and as I ask every time, how's business in the toy business?
The business is always fun in the toy business. It, like everything else, it's cyclical. It's been up and down. We had an off month last month, and we're hoping that July and August will be different and stronger because our summer months are always good.
Is the convention going to bring business to you?
We hope so. Nobody here in Cleveland knows exactly who's going to come and how far they're going to venture out of the perimeter downtown. But we're hoping 50,000 people are coming here.
Yeah, you're going to do a pop-up shop at the convention site, I understand, or nearby.
I am going to be almost in ground zero, a stone's throw if you're a good outfielder, right around the corner from the convention.
What's the mood is kind of a lame question, but what's the zeitgeist? What's the vibe around town today?
As I always used to tell people, expect the unexpected. But really, the vibe, you know, we're ecstatic that we have the convention. But, you know, let's be frank about this. This is a very unusual political year, and people really don't know what to expect. This is a very unusual one that even the brightest and the most knowledgeable and the most experienced do not really have an answer right now.
When you go to Chamber of Commerce meetings and you're talking to the caterers and the, you know, the household goods people and all that, what do they expect? What are they hoping, I guess?
Well, out of the gate, everybody was ecstatic. You know, we thought it was, you know, it's going to be great for business. Everybody was on top of the world. But what's happening now, the last couple weeks, and this is one of the unknown that we didn't know about, is that the caterers are now claiming that the number of meals to be prepared and served and the number of people at each event, those numbers are down. And so what I think, just as a layperson, is that, you know, there are a lot of people out there who just don't want to come to this convention. It has nothing to do with Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland, our city, has never looked better. It's just that the politics of having a convention and what's happening in this so-called circus is different than what they expected at first.
Let me run a phrase by you that is being bandied about at the very macro and, in fact, geopolitical level, right? The idea of uncertainty, whether it's Brexit or this election or the state of government in America today. Are you feeling any of that?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, expect the unexpected. Uncertainty is the one word that probably captures it for all of us. I mean, politically, economically, and even socially. This is one that the pundits and the powers to be and, you know, the knowledgeable out there really don't have the answer.
Steve Presser owns Big Fun Toys in Cleveland, Ohio. Mr. Presser, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Kai, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.